how close do you feel? You certainly looked like you had a lot of bounce out there in practice, and you looked like yourself.
Yeah, I started feeling a lot better. Like, every day, I feel like I'm getting better, keep doing treatment and stuff like that, and everything feels strong. So, I mean, it's good to get back to practice, get my win and things like that.
Do you think you can go Sunday? That's the obvious question.
I take it like day by day, you know what I'm saying? And I make sure I go out there and push. And I know, you know, being at the running back position tough. You know, you got a lot of things coming at you at once, and you got to be able to perform and help the team. And right now, I feel like I can do that. So,
how did it feel with pads on for the first time in a while?
It felt good. It felt real good.
James, what do you think you can bring to the offense when you get back up?
I think Don and Ty and those guys, they did a great job of doing everything they had to do. And I mean, I can come and try to, you know, add on to what they're doing, and we can continue to try to be successful and try to help the team.
James, was it hard to be patient, especially considering what happened to Eddie after you got hurt and then he gets hurt? This team needed somebody. Was it hard to be patient with his injury?
I think, you know, we got great backs around us. I think Don, like I said, Don and Ty, those guys did a great job, Rip, and all the guys that, you know, had part in, you know, continue to run a game to keep it going. I think they did a great job of holding up, so it wasn't no rush for me. It's just get healthy as soon as possible and, you know, make sure I'm safe and that I can continue the year.
Does it seem odd that you're saying they're great backs and you're throwing Ty in that conversation? Mm-hmm. Before you got hurt, Ty was a receiver.
He could do a lot of things that just make him more, you know what I'm saying, valuable. So, I mean, like I said, Ty's a strong guy. I mean, he can block, he can run, he can receive out the backfield. I mean, it adds different elements to the offense. So, I mean, Ty's a great running back.
James, how did this injury
happen? To be honest, I don't know. It just blew up one day and, you know, looked at everything and just so shown that, you know, it was messed up a little bit.
Because you finished the previous game. I think it was the Giants game, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You finished the game.
Didn't
no
feel
trouble.
Nothing, no yeah. swelling, no nothing. Just woke up and a little bit of swelling, got it checked out, and then found out it was a little messed up.
So this wasn't something that was been bothering you in advance of that?
No, it wasn't nothing bothering me. Even after the game, you know, came to practice, ran, nothing was wrong, and then woke up on my day off and kind of seen swelling, told the trainers and stuff as soon as I known, and then we just got it checked out, and it was kind of like it was messed up, so I got it taken care of.
Do you have to wear any protection or sleeve or anything on?
Nah, I'm good.
It's your left knee?
Huh? Yeah, it's my knee.
So it's new to you coming back, but you're trying to get the confidence back on?
Not really. I mean, I've been through injuries before with my knee, and I mean, things happen. I always bounce back, and I plan on doing the same. Just working hard, continue working hard, getting stronger, being more durable, and, you know, I take it personal, and I'm going to try to be the best I can be.